Well, the wild and wonderful Carol Andrews joins us every other Monday. She's the president of the Wildwoods Minnesota Arrowhead chapter, and she's got ideas about native plants for our yard and garden. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa.
So I was kind of excited this morning to hear, I think it was on Earthwise, about the president's plan to take I-35, basically, from Texas all the way up to Minnesota and try to encourage people to make it bee and particularly monarch-friendly habitat, which means milkweed as far as the eye can see.
That's right. Yep, that's very exciting. There's a group in Duluth, too, that's saying, let's take it all the way to the end of Highway 35 and right through Duluth, too, working on putting together grant applications and things like that. So a lot of different groups, including Wild Ones, and a lot of church reps and various folks. And I have been busy, but other representatives from Wild Ones are attending those meetings with Tom Uecker. But, yep, lots going on with butterflies. And one thing on the highway, I can't remember if I've mentioned this, but I was at a conference that the Department of Transportation held, and they actually had a whole session on using roadsides for pollinator habitat. And somebody asked a good question of, like, well, aren't we inviting them to come close to the road and then, boom, hit them? But the answer that made it okay for me was that if you have a dense planting of flowers, the monarch is going to go flower to flower to flower, not, oh, let's see what's on the other side of the road. They're not like chickens that way.
Good,
they don't want, they don't need to move to the other side of the road.
Right. But it doesn't hurt, you know, I mean, Laura talks about this a lot, too. I mean, it doesn't hurt to watch your speed. There's maybe not much you can do on an interstate. But, you know, I mean, if you're driving on London Road, you know, you can really just take it a little bit easy.
Right. Slow down. They will. I mean, I'm not saying that butterflies don't cross the road. So they do. So, Lisa, I was going to talk about the five S's of planning your garden and things like that, but after the U.S. National Women's Team's amazing performance in the World Cup, there's only one thing I can talk about today.
We're talking about butterflies and soccer?
No, we're talking about Silphium perfoliatum, otherwise known as cup plant.
Oh, gee.
Yeah,
oh, good grief. All right, all right,
there really
all right.
Is a native plant.
What's it called again?
Plant. Well, the Latin name is Silphium perfoliatum, but cup plant. That's it. Just plain old cup plant. I thought about talking about buttercups and this and that, and then I thought, oh, wait a minute, just cup plant exists. Now, I do have to give the warning that it's not native this far north. If you look at the map, it's pretty much the southern half of Minnesota. It comes up, not just way south. It comes up about, you know, Brainerd in that area through the prairie areas, and then up through Pine County. Is also included in the native region. And it can spread and be aggressive a little bit by rhizomes or seeds, but it's the coolest plant. So get this. The thing gets tall, like up to 10 feet tall, usually around 6 feet tall, 6, 7 feet tall. And it doesn't branch in that what grows from the bottom. It's a picture like a small tree, but it's a plant that's growing up from the soil every year, and it's got this big, thick stem that comes up that's not just square, but it's got wings on it, so it's called four-angled stem. The stem comes up, and the leaves are 8 to sometimes even 10 inches long, about 5 inches wide, and they're opposite, which means they join together at the stem. And where they join together at the stem, they work together just like a good soccer team, and they hold water.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it was something that if you were traveling through the prairie a long time ago where you couldn't stop at, you know, Holiday Station store or other points where they might find water at the surface, or a creek would probably work too. But anyway, the cup plant was something you could look for and possibly find something to drink in it. But to this day, birds use it as a natural bird bath. And it's a sunflower, so it comes up on this tall stem with these cool leaves, and then starting about now, right through into September, then it does branch and get maybe 10 or 15 of about 3-inch sunflowers sticking off the top of it.
Oh, I'm loving it already. Now, there's such a thing as a pitcher plant. This is not a pitcher plant.
It's not a pitcher plant. You're right. Pitcher plants grow in marshes. and they're very cool, and those and they eat bugs. Whereas the cup plant attracts a lot of red aphids, which some people are like, ew, but no, don't spray it. Then you get wasps eating the aphids and birds eating the wasps and things like that. So, yep, it's different than a pitcher plant. It's I guess it must not hold as much. It's just a cup, not a whole pitcher.
I got it. I like yep. it. I
and they like fuller parts on moist, loamy soil. And I do know Paul Kalina over at Lean Pine Native Landscapes in Superior. I don't know if he sells them, but he has them in his yard. It did say on the, there's this really cool website called Minnesota Wildflowers. And it did point out that in New England, they were introduced and became a problem invasive. So, like I said, they do spread, and the goldfinches go crazy for the dried seeds in fall, so they can spread around. But if you say you need to buy a gift for somebody in the Twin Cities or southern half of Minnesota, get them a 6-pack of these cup plants, and they may or may not thank you, but they'll enjoy them for at least a while.
Fantastic. So what my question now, though, is that if we're all intrigued with these things and we all want to run out and get one, are the native folks, the wild ones people going to, you know, come and like put little tickets on them or something? These are not native this far north. Or could you plant one? Could you plant one?
Yeah.
Would you be creating an ethical dilemma for yourself if you planted one?
Depends if you're a real deep thinker or not. But like I said, the fact that Paul has them growing, and maybe they are native in Douglas County. I was the website for Wisconsin that I was using. The map was not functioning this morning, but so I'm not sure if they grow this far north in Douglas County. And it might be tricky here to get those prairie soils that you'd need to get them to grow well. But he planted them on either side of his front entry walk, and it was this cool thing where it created like this, I don't know, arbor or something that you walk between. That was a while ago. I can't remember if they survived. His wife might have said that's just a little out there. But they work. My sister has them in St. Paul against the side of the house, and, you know, they just make this nice, almost like a hedge. They're so tall.
It sounds like a plan. Well, Carol, thanks for tossing an ethical dilemma our way first thing on a Monday.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Carol. Carol Andrews is the chapter president of the Minnesota Wild Ones Arrowhead chapter, and she's got ideas about native plants for your yard and garden, and occasionally she will come on the show and talk about wonderful things that really shouldn't grow here, but now we're curious anyway.